From studies.
啊，那从第九章我们看到他们信仰的复兴，哦，哎。
Chapter 9 onward, we see the revival of their faith.
借着这一次特别的禁食祷告，啊，可以使他们的信仰大大的复兴起来。
It is through this special fasting and prayer that their faith was greatly revived.
哦，那这种复兴啊，当然是从神的话来的。
And this kind of revival comes from knowing and understanding the words of God.
啊，所以从他们祷告的内容看出他们明白神的这种慈爱。
It is from the content of their prayer that we see that they come to understand the grace and the love of God.
啊，数算神的恩典。
They count the blessing from God.
也彻底的悔改。
As well, they have thoroughly as well as completely repenting their sin.
那也深深地体会到目前他们为何会遭这样的大难。
They have also come to truly realize why that they met with such great distress.
就是因为一直都没有遵守神的律法。
And they met with such great disaster, it's all because they had failed to obey the commandment of God.
因为以前没有很有系统性的把神的话来教导百姓。
Because in the past, they have not been taught of the word of God systematically.
所以先知跟他们讲一些，听一听，这里听一听，那里听一听，
and they may hear,
都是很暂时性的那种。
The words of God from this prophet, and then they have another prophet to tell them. So everything was just a bit here and there, very temporary teaching.
所以那种信仰都是靠着听一些道理感动这样起来的，这样很片段的。
So their faith in the past was just listening to some words here and there, and they were revived for a second, and then they move on again.
所以这种信仰的根基啊，就是不稳。
And this kind of faith is not strong.
所以才有以斯拉这种定志，啊。
And therefore, we need people like Ezra who has set his mind.
他考究圣经，他把圣经神的律法书呢很有系统这样整理出来，就是现在的这个摩西五经。
To study the words of God, he arranged all the books of Moses very systematically.
所以以后这个摩西五经成为以色列人一直到现在他们的信仰的。很重要的根基。
Therefore, this five book of Moses has become a very important and fundamental books of the faith of the Israelite today.
所以当时整理出来这个摩西五经呢，很重要。
After when Ezra has organized this five book of Moses, it becomes very important to the faith of the Israelite.
他们借着现在借着学习了这些圣经的教训、律法书。他们深深地知道以后该怎么样去来建立这个以色列人的信仰。
And it's through the studying of this book of law that they know how to revive their faith as well as to establish their faith before God.
所以从圣经都带来的这种复兴啊，就跟以前不一样了。
Therefore, what the Bible can revive is different from how their faith was in the past.
是对自己的信仰，对神是很清楚的认识，并且很坚定的这种信心要开始来建立。
They have a true understanding of their faith before God, as well they have a very firm faith of knowing who God is.
所以他们根据这些神的律法书。跟神立约，并且签名为证。
So according to the book of law, they set a covenant, an agreement with God by signing and putting a seal of their name.
好，接下来看对第十章啊，这个就是签名的这些领导者哈。
And in chapter 10 onwards are the leaders who signed their name.
包括省长啊、祭司啊、立位人啊、民。百姓的首领
and all these people who seal were the governor, the leaders of the people.
这些人呢、啊，就代表了全民，来向神 负责。
And all these leaders and the governor, they represent this whole people to be responsible for their faith.
啊，那今天来讲啊，职务人员就是这些人了。
And to put it on the today's point of view, the board members are the leaders.
啊，所以说负责职务人员要在神面前呢、啊，代表全体信徒啊，要负起这个责任来。
And the board members, they have to represent the whole church members to carry on the responsibility.
啊，那也要代表神来对全体信徒啊负责。
They also have to represent before God to be responsible for the faith of the whole congregations.
哦，所以这个签名啊，这个是很重要的。
So signing names is extremely important.
这是以前所没有的。
This is what they had never done before in the past. 哦，
来表明出这些领导者都是肯负责、能负责的。哦。
And this is to show that all these leaders, they are willing to be responsible for the faith of the people.
好，那签名之后啊，他们的这个信仰复兴起来到底是怎么样的？啊
？So how was their faith being revived?
哦，现在就看这个二十八节以下。
Starting from 28 onward, we see that it's the result of the revival of their faith.
哎，这个信仰复兴起来，我们看到，第一就是他们发誓。要遵守神律法书上一切所记载的。
After their faith has been revived, we see that they put promise to obey the words of God.
好，二十八节记载哪些人？哈，我们看到说这些领导者，前面这个领导者带领，那么其余的下面哈，下面这些人，祭司、利未人、守门的、歌唱的、尼提连，还有一切离绝。邻邦居民归服神律法的，还有呢，他们的妻子儿女，凡有知识能明白的，包括就这些人。
So in verse 28 and 29 tells us all the people, the sons and daughter who are able to understand the law of God.
这些人都随从他们的贵胄的弟兄发胄起誓。
So they all join with their brothers and nobles. They bind themselves with a curse and an oath.
哦，这种立约啊，不但写在册上啊，真的要啊，百姓也都发咒起誓，必遵行神借着摩西啊所传的律法。
So not only they sign their name with a curse and an oath, they also has determined to obey carefully all the commands, regulations, decrees of the law.
这个是这发咒起誓，这个已经是罪。最坚决的了，在神面前呢，发咒起誓，这个是最坚决、最决定性的。
When a person would curse, and put an oath before God, is perhaps the ultimate determination that they have set before God.
表明了他们对神的这种坚决、坚定的信心。
And this reflects their very firm determinations of their faith.
好，那么特别注意，这个是二十八节最后一句话说：“凡有知识能明白的。”哦，这样子。
So in verse 28, the latter half of verse 28 refers to all those who were able to understand.
不是糊里糊涂跟人家说好好好就好，不是这样子的。
And they were not the people who just follow others blindly and say, okay, okay, let's go.
所以我们带领的人是他自己明白的，而不是说好，我听你的，你说好就好，不是这样子。
So when we lead other people to God, that person himself has to understand the words of God and not just because he want to follow you and just know what you said.
他们自己本身来讲啊，对整体性虽然这些负责的人代表，但是呢，在神面前呢是人人对神负责。你看这个是，都是明明清清楚楚，自己都明白所以说这些人呢、都发咒起誓。人人都是这样子，要来遵守神的律法。
Even though the leaders they represent the people and sign their names before God, but all the people who has joined together in binding are the people who they themselves were able to understand the words of God.
所以神的一切的诫命、典章、律例， 现在他们有全备的，可见他们现在有了神的这个话，不是在片段的片段，这里听一点，那里听一点。他们现在以斯拉整理出来，他们已经有全备的，哦，神的这个律法书。
So therefore, the understanding of God's word is not just bit and pieces here and there. Rather, it is through Ezra after when he has organized all these five books of Moses and the law of God together, they are able to have a systematic understanding of the words of God.
好，所以他们现在神赐给摩西的这个律法书，这摩西的五经呢，一切就所有的他们都现在都要遵守。
And now that this law of God, that God has given to Moses, is five books, are the five books that the people, are determined to obey.
所以这样就让我们比较一下，现在这个最近啊以来，我们就重视这种圣经的讲习，一件一件来，每一件圣经这样从上世纪就下来。这个是很重要，因为真正信心末后的时候，这个信心的建立呢，一定要建立在圣经的这个根基上面。
And it was in the last few years that our church see it's very important to have seminar and courses to teach every single book of the Bible, starting from the book of Genesis, because right in the last day, it is the truth that will keep us firm.
我们教会的初期开始都是讲到，每天讲到讲到的题目，讲到，听到最后啊，虽然听很多道理，可是圣经不懂。
In the beginning years of our church, the preacher will always give sermon of different topic here and there, and the member will listen, but they will not have a thorough and complete understanding of the whole Bible.
那一种听到聚会啊，是一个吃奶的阶段。
To come to the service and to listen to the sermon is perhaps just an infant stage.
哦，所以当时初期的时候，很多信徒就一直听到，按照听到的这个时间来讲，人人都是师父了，可是呢还是婴孩。
If they were to be able to come to every service and listen to every sermon, perhaps they have been quite a master at listening to the words of God, but they are still at an infant stage.
像希伯来说啊，第五章那里说的，应当做师父了，可是呢还是婴孩。不能吃干粮。
In the book of Hebrew, the author says that you should already be a master, but you're still at an infant stage. You cannot even take solid food and still feeding on liquid.
那像我们这次学习以斯拉跟西米，这个就是吃干粮。
Now, when we are studying the book of Ezra and Nehemiah, we are actually eating solid food.
我们一定会感受到跟平常听到聚会不一样的。
And when we are studying this, we must have felt that it's quite different from just coming to regular services.
这个很多干粮要在那里一直咬，你看这一节圣经的，不是说好过去了，不是来过去了，不是这样子的，他要一直咬，他把他的咬碎了吸，才能够吸收。他的这个真理的营养出来。
In every single verse that we have come to study, we must keep chewing and chewing before we can swallow all the solid food. And it's only after when we swallow this food, then this truth will give us nourishment for our body.
那因为这样的学习啊，对整个圣经的这个教训呢，我们很清楚，听了就会记得，不会忘记的。
It is only after this kind of systematic study of the Bible, then we will be able to remember the teaching of the Bible as a whole, and we will not be able to forget them.
我们的信仰就建立在这个圣经的真理上面。
And this is how we build our faith on this truth in the Bible.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
所以以色列人的信仰也是一样，你看被掳之前的听听道理就是这样。
This is the same with the faithful Israelite before they were being captured by the enemy. They were just listening to the teaching from here and there and bits and pieces.
现在被掳回来重建圣殿之后就不一样了，要有系统的来把学习圣经，把信仰建立在这个圣经上面。
But now they have returned from exile and to rebuild their temple. Their faith is completely different than past because now they want to have a systematic understanding of the whole book of Bible, of the scripture.
所以他们第一项的这个信仰的复兴起来，就是要遵守神所吩咐的一切的诫命、典章、律例。
So the first effect of the revival of their faith is to obey very carefully of all the commandments, regulations, decrees of the Lord.
啊，再来就是要啊，针对他们的这些过去的这些啊不对的违背神律法的行为，要再弃绝悔改过来。
And beside putting an oath, the next thing they are determined to do is to depart from the wrong things that they had done in the past.
比较严重的有三项。
And there are three very important things that they had done in the past.
第一就是跟外邦结亲。
The first very wrong thing that they had done in the past is marrying Gentiles, the unbelievers.
我们看过以色列记也是，这个婚姻问题是最严重的。
And when we were reading the book of Ezra, we know that intermarriages was perhaps one of the most important reason for their fall.
我们从上古的时代，挪亚的时代看到，神的儿女败坏也是从婚姻开始。
And from the ancient time, the book of Noah, in the book of Genesis, we see how Noah's children fell because they marry the Gentile.
好，那以后的以色列人呢？惹神发怒，被神这个弃绝，也是因为这个婚姻的问题。
And later on, the Israelite caused God to be angry upon them. It's also because of their marriage.
所以现在他们痛定思痛，以后一定要弃绝这项这个罪犯罪的这个行为。
So the first thing they set themselves and promise, and is not to give their daughters in marriage to people who are not believers of God.
不再跟外邦人结亲。
So no longer they allow them to marry people who are not believer of God.
第二项。
Secondly.
31节。
Verse
31. 就是安息日的问题。
The second thing that they place emphasis on is Sabbath.
他们一直没有办法呢，这个尊安息日为圣。
They have failed to observe Sabbath and see it as a holy day.
总是呢会让一些外邦人来污秽了这个安息日。
And they always allow the Gentiles, the people to defile this holy day.
所以安息日很多人就来利用这安息日来外邦人来这里做买卖。
And it's always on this holy day, the Sabbath day, that the neighboring people will come and do their businesses.
所以他现在就说不买啊，安息日他们来了也不买。
Therefore here, they are determined to turn against this wrongdoing that they will not buy or sell.On Sabbath day.
对自己本身要求才有用，不是外要求别人。
This is your demand from yourself, rather demand from others.
所以他们从本身做起，我们不买，那就他来了没有用，我们不买。
Therefore, they start from themselves, and even the businessmen would come to sell, they refuse to buy.
所以安息日的问题也是以色列人信仰很重要的一个是复兴还是堕落跟神之间的这个关系也是这个安息日是很重要的。
So the second matter, which is the important critical criteria, either for their fall or for their revival.
因为安息日是神定的圣日，也是神跟人之间关系很最密切的一个定着这一天给神跟人之间来保持一个非常良好密切的关系。
Because the Sabbath day is a holy day where God has set aside as holy, where he wants people to establish a relationship with Him.
所以到现在还是一样，我们如果说要跟神建立非常美好的关系，一定要重视安息。
So therefore today, if we want to establish a relationship with God, then we have to place emphasis on Sabbath day.
好，那个就是第三项。
And the third wrong things they have done.
第三项就是安息年。
It's a Sabbath year.
因为七年，第七年是安息年。
On the seventh year is a Sabbath year.
以色列人从进入迦南地一直都没有守安息年。
right from the time when they enter into the land of Canaan, they have not observed Sabbath.
所以神就追讨，神就不会忘记的，一个没有守，两个没有守，三个没有守，计算到最后啊，就是七十年，七十个安息年没有守。
God counted how many days they had not observed the Sabbath, the first day, the second time, the first day, the second day, third days, and God remembered all the days that they had refused to observe the Sabbath until the 70th day.
那神忍耐到这个时候说到七十了，没办法再忍耐了。
And until the 70th day, God cannot tolerate this anymore.
所以就追讨，就是把他们被掳到外邦去，让以色列在这个地啊得到休息七十年。
So God couldn't take this anymore that they had not observed the Sabbath. So God allowed them to be captured to the foreign land, where in that land they will no longer have the ability to observe Sabbath.
好，这个不守安息年有两项很严重的错误。
Not observing Sabbath, there are two very wrong excuses.
第一个就是对神的信心呢，失去信心。
There are two very important reasons for not observing the Sabbath. First is they have lost their faith in God.
他不尊重神的这个吩咐。
Because they had lost their faith in God, they would no longer obey the commandment of God.
神要第七年要让地休息，他们不让他休息。
God wanted the day to rest on the seventh day, or the seventh year. They didn't allow it to rest.
因为这一年不耕种的话，就很损失很大。
They thought that on that seventh year, if they were not to plant, then they would have great loss.
为了自己呀的利益，就不管神了。
It's for their own profit that they no longer care about what God has to say.
对神不尊敬。
They did not respect God.
第二。
Secondly,
对人呢没有爱心。
By not observing the Sabbath shows that they have no love for their own people.
没有敬畏神的心，也没有爱人的这个心。
They do not have the love for God. They do not have the love for their people.
因为第七年不耕种啊，这个是神眷顾那一些孤儿寡妇，那一些没有贫穷的人。
On the seventh day, on the seventh year, where God doesn't allow them to plant, is because He show His concern over the orphans and the widows.
在这一年，所有的地都不耕种，但是它还是会长出很多这些零零碎碎的五谷出来。
Even on the seventh year, that other land did not have They did not plant, but still the land itself will grow fruits.
那在这一年当中所长的，你不能去收，要给那些没有田地的人去收。
On this year, whatever that has been grown, you should not harvest.
你看这神是很眷顾人的哈。
So we can see that God is a God who loves His people.
但是他们不让他休息呀。那根本就不给穷人有机会啊，确实在他也不应该。
But you see that these people had no love. They didn't even allow the land to rest and give the people a rest.
你看这个是神很不喜悦，所以七十年一次追逃，被掳到巴比伦去七十年啊。
So,
这个教训很大。
On 70 years, God was very angry with them, and so He allows them to be captured by the people, by the Babylonians.
那安息年还有一个规定，就是欠债的就不追讨了，他没办法还了。今年借钱，一直到一年、两年、三年、七年，到六年都还不了了，进入第七年了，那就算了，就结账了，然后才重新再开始。
And,
七年一个循环，要结束了，不会让他一生都负债这样不行的，这样这个人实在太可怜了。
And on the seventh years, all their debt that they had their own in the past will no longer be acknowledged, because if they accumulate all their debt, then they can never be free. So after when the seventh year is over, the first year they can start again.
好，那我们现在要了解一下，当时所谓欠债跟现在的欠债意义不相同。
But we must understand that at that time when they owing a debt, is different from today when we owe a debt.
现在是富有人才欠债的，这个穷人是不欠债的。
And today's society, and in today's society, it's the rich people who owe the debt.
现在是没有人去向人家借钱来吃饭的，没有。
Today we don't see anyone will go out and borrow money so that we can have a meal.
现在贷款贷款呢、啊，借钱都是做生意啊，投资啊，很多都啊，就是这种。
But the modern man borrow money today is because they want to invest and they want to make businesses and buy this and that.
所以你生意做得越大，你贷款越多。
So the more the bigger your businesses, the more debt you have.
当时的欠债是因为他穷，他没有办法，他没有衣服穿，没有东西吃，他要向人借钱。
But in that society at the time when they owed the debt to people, it's because they were poor, and that's why they need to borrow money to buy clothing, to buy food, to eat.
是这种欠债。
And this is how they owe the debt, is that the poor people, who need money for their daily living.
那经过了到六年呢都还不了，进入第七年了，那就免了。
So after the sixth year, they cannot even pay back what they have owed. On the seventh year, all their debt had been cancelled.
这个也是神特别眷顾那一些真的太穷太穷的人了。
And this is how God showed His love on those people who are extremely poor.
不要给他们一生这样负债啊，这样实在太可怜。
So that God would not allow them to carry debt for the rest of their life.
所以说这个神的这个规定是爱啊，这个爱的这种律法。
So we can see that the commandment of God is love.
以色列人从进入迦南的就都不遵守，所以神追讨的时候，让他们就很痛苦了。王国圣殿被毁，被掳到巴比伦去。
So since the time when the Israelites they entered the land of Canaan, they had refused to observe the Sabbath, and God remembered their failure in observing the Sabbath, so God allowed them to be captured by the enemies, and their kingdom would then perish, and no longer they can return to their land.
所以从现在开始要遵守。
So from now onward, they have to learn to obey the commandment of God.
第七年不耕种了。
On the seventh year, they do not plant.
欠债的不追讨。
And on the seventh year, whoever owe you a debt, you do not ask them back.
这是他们确实悔改过来，信仰在复兴起来的表现。
And so this is how it shows their revival, their faith.
好，接下来看到三十二节，这个是关乎啊。圣殿侍奉的这个复兴啊。
Starting from verse 32 onward, talks about the revival of their temple.
那圣殿的这种侍奉的复兴啊，那第一啊，他定下了这个年间哦，每年每一个人要奉献多少。
They set down the yearly offering as to how much each person must offer a year.
他们为自己哈，为自己定立。
They set amount for themselves.
这句话很重要。
This is very important.
不是被强迫的，不是人家告诉我要怎么做，是不是？是我自己决定要这么做。
Here,
我们自己来定立这样子。
We can see that in verse 32, they assume the responsibility from themselves. It's not somebody who tells you to do an offer, but it's rather you yourself that assume the responsibility.
一个人信仰的一个建立啊，就是自己说，他自己知道我要怎么做。
For a person to establish his own faith, he himself must know what to do.
我要侍奉神，我要做什么，我该做什么。
I want to serve God, I want to do this for God, and the thing that I should do.
如果他还是在那种被动的，人家说，你要做什么，我做什么，那是还没有，他信仰还没有自立。
And if he's still at the stage where people tell him what to do, then he will do, then he is not a mature person in faith.
那从这里看到他们，以色列人的信仰真的就长大了。
So from here we can see that their faith has indeed grown up.
他们知道自己要该怎么做
，and they know what they should do.
自己定立下面这些事情就是他信仰的侍奉上的这个复兴。
So they have a set of determinations to revive their faith.
那第一个就是年间年间这个是为了圣殿的一些使用需用
It's the yearly offerings that they give for the temple.
那圣殿需用的是每日啊，祭司在服事上所需用的啊。
And all the offerings that they offer, the offerings that the priest needs to use in the temple.
算是三节了。
Verse 33.
就是这个陈设饼啊。
It talks about the bread set out on the table.
这个每天要换啊，在圣殿里头啊，陈设饼啊，要换那个无酵饼那个。
So every day they have to change this unleavened bread.
啊，这每天呢，就预表了我们今天这个饼就是啊神的道理了。
And we know that this bread today prefigure represent the truth of God.
每天换。每天换。
Then every day we must give new one.
啊，我们这个殿里头啊，这个殿现在在这里。
This is the temple. Our body is temple of God.
在我们圣殿里头，这个陈设饼不能没有，一天每天都有陈设饼，而且要一直换新，每天换。
The temple of God is inside us. The bread, which is the truth, has to be renewed every day.
所以每天读圣经。
So every day we take the food, the spiritual food, which is the Bible.
我们是祭司，要记得每天呢，要进去，不要忘记去换这个陈设饼。
Then every day we have to read the Bible, and we know that we are the priests, so we must always change and renew and have new bread in our heart, the truth in our heart.
第二就是常献
burnt offering.
这个是平常每天都要献的啊。
We have to offer grain as well as burnt offering.
那么这种常献的数据繁祭就是我们的每天的祷告。
We must always have regular grain offering and burnt offering, and these are our prayer.
所以每天不要忘记读经，不要忘记祷告。
So we should not forget.But reading the Bible as well as offering our prayer.
再来安息日的时候也有很多需要用的安息日。
And for the offerings on the Sabbath day.
现在我们安息日我们要用爱餐这个都是需要的。
We also need to offer on Sabbath day.
还有这个月数节期这个是节期的时候特别节期的时候需要用的一些东西。
And,Also, the things that are required on the holy days and the new moons and festivals and feasts.
还有就是圣殿里头所需要的物品。
And all those other things that are needed in the temple of God.
还有以色列人所献的这个赎罪祭和殿里面一切所需要的费用。所以这一笔，这个第一笔，这个很重要。
The sins offerings and for the people, all these are important for the temple of God.
好，那么这一部分呢，就等于现在啊，比如如果说像总会，从年总来讲，年总的每年预算，每年增长预算的这个经会。
Today, the International Assembly always have a budget for their yearly expenses.
那么在总会来讲，就是总会的这些预算经常会的这个预算。
For the assembly, international assembly, they always have their daily expenses.
好，那现在我如果我们家联来讲，家联年度出了也是有年度的这个经常预算。
And for the Canadian Coordination Council, we also have our yearly expenses.
这个是需要第一一定要让它够一切的费用。一定要够。
All the needs of the church in terms of expenses and budget, we must meet that need.
这样这个圣殿的这个侍奉的工作才不会受影响。
Therefore, then the serving in the temple will not be affected.
今天来讲呢，一切教会事工的推展呢，才不会受影响。
And today, likewise, any holy work in the church will not be obstructed.
好，那第二项三十四节。
Verse 34.
这是按照定例那每年有一职负责就是献祭的柴献祭献燔祭要烧祭物的这个柴轮流的按每一个支派这样按抽签的顺序来负责奉献这个柴。
In verse 34, it says that according as is written in the law of God that all of the priests, the Levites and the people have to take turns to contribute the wood to be burned on the altar.
好，那这种啊，就是每一组每一组负责的这种侍奉，这个安排好，好，所以现在教会里面的这个事工，例行的这个工作，啊，一定有一组，啊，领诗的、翻译的、啊，炊事的、啊，接待的，这些啊，就是侍奉的一组一组，你一定要安排好。
And here, we see that each group has to take turn and to be responsible for the contributions of the word. And today, in church, it's the same that we have each group, each, people, each group to be responsible in areas like, hymnals, in areas like translations, in areas like visitations, and all the needs of the church.
如果没有安排好，到时候，哎，要献祭，没有财了。
And if all this group has not been arranged or been responsible, then on the day where we need to offer sacrifices, we don't have any wood to be burned.
好像哎，唱诗了，没有抒情了，没有抒情。
So the moment when we say, "Oh, we need to sing hymns," who is the people who is responsible for playing the piano?
那开始讲到没有翻译了。
And when they start to need to give a sermon, then they realize there's no translator.
你看，鸡肉摆在那边了，都没有办法，烧不起来，献不了。
They already have put the sacrificial offering on the altar, but there's no wood to burn it.
按照顺序安排好，安排好。
So as according to arrangement has been made.
再看第三十五节。
Verse 35.
好，还有就律法上的规定，按照律法上规定，他们要将初熟的奉献给神。
In verse 35, it talks about that they need to bring the first fruit of their offering to God.
所以将地面上所这个初熟的土产，各样树上的初熟的果子呢，都奉到神的殿里。
They have to offer each year the first fruit of the crops and every fruits.To the temple.
为什么要这样做？
Why do they need to do this?
其实啊，我们这个初熟的都不，并不是最好的啦。
And in actual fact, the first fruit is not always the best.
啊，所以这个主事啊，一种对神的一种尊荣。
But it is just, it is rather our respect to God.
这就是神给的，神赏赐的。
Because whatever that we harvest.What God has given us.
要存着这尊荣神、感向、感恩的心来领受神所赏赐的这些五谷。
We must base with a heart of thanks, to offer the first fruit to show our thanks for what God has given us.
存感恩的心呢、啊、
It is out of a heart of a gratitude.
我们看一下箴言第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言第三章，第三章第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
箴言第三章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9.
箴言九节说：“你要以财物按一切出熟的土产尊荣神。”
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. It says that you have to honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops.
这样你的仓房啊必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。
Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine.
一个知道感恩的人呢，就会恩上加恩。
If a person who knows how to give thanks, then God will give him more blessing.
所以要把初熟的这些献到献给神。
So if you know how to give the firstfruit of your
那奉到神的殿里呀、啊，当然就是归于祭司，侍奉神的祭司他们去所用啊。
And whatever that's given to the temple is for the priests and the Levites to use.
那三十六节这里说了。
Verse 36。
投生的啊、哦，这个按照律法上所写的，将投胎的儿子和首生的牛羊也要奉献到神的殿里。
As written in the law, we should bring also the firstborn of our son and our cattle.
那交给这个祭司。
To the priest.
这是归于神的，这个是，就是投胎的，然后就长子以及投生 手生的这些牲畜都是神的要归神。
And anything that is firstborn, whether it's a son or the cattle, they all have to be brought before God because they belong to God.
这个意义跟出熟是相同的。
And the meaning is the same as in the first fruits of the crops.
哦，那这个头，这个为什么呢？因为想到出埃及的时候他们在埃及，神长子都被杀死，以色列人的长子都没有死。
This is also to remember the grace of God where all the firstborn of the Egyptian were killed in Egypt, but the firstborn of the Israelite was spared.
那是神，所以那些是属神的。
It was because the people, they belong to God.
那以后就神就选立位支派，立位支派来代替以色列其他支派所有的长子。
Later on, God has chosen the tribe of Levites to represent the firstborn of the Israelite.
所以他们要不要忘记这一件事情啊。
So they shouldn't forget about God's salvation.
头胎的手生的这些都是属神的。
So all the firstborn belongs to God.
神的物要归神。
Things that belongs to God has to return to God.
还有一项就是十分之一。
Another matter is concerning
37节这里是十分之一。
Tithes offerings is starting from verse 37 onwards.
这个十分之一也是属神的。
Tithes offering belongs to God.
那当时这个十分之一跟这个头生的立位人这个直接的关系。
The tithes offering has a direct relationship with offering the firstborn and as well as the Levites.
所以他以利未人就代替他们头生的在圣殿里头来侍奉神。
The Levites will be representing the firstborn of the Israelites to serve God in the temple.
那么其他的支派就要奉献十分之一来归于这个利未支派。
So these Levites, they represent the firstborn of the Israelites. They will receive the tithes, and the rest of the tribes will give a tenth of the tithes to the Levites.
所以利未支派是靠神生活的。
The Levites as a tribes where they depend on God for a living.
这个十分之一就是最主要的来源。
So this is the origin of the tenth of the tithes.
那利未人呢？也要从所得到的十分之一当中再奉献十分之一。
And the Levites himself also has to give a tenth of the tithe to God.
所以说这个是神的物，十分之一是属神的。
So a tenth belongs to God.
那这样的话，神的库房里头就充充满满了，我们看到39节。
So in this case, then the storehouse of God will be filled. Starting verse 39 onward.
所以利未人，他说以色列人就把这些所有的奉献都收在库房里面。
So the people of Israel, including the Levites, they bring all the contributions to the storehouse.
那么这些在圣殿里面，不管祭司所们的歌唱的和利未人他们所希望的一切，就轰轰冲冲足足了。
So all the minister, ministering priests, gatekeeper, they all are complete in the house of God.
好，前面呢、第一项，这个是第一项跟第二项，这个是关于献祭的是说向神献祭侍奉神所需要的。
We read about all the offerings as to what was needed in the temple and what was needed by God.
好，第三项、第四项就出熟的按十分之一这些那是在库房里头是这些服侍神的专职的这些事人所他们所需用的。
And the yearly offerings is what needed by God in His house. The next offering, which is the first fruit as well as the firstborn, all these are what the people serving God needs.
这两方面都一定要充足。
This two area has to be complete.
那么圣殿的这个侍奉的工作才能正常。
then only we can have a normal way of regular way of serving God in the temple.
现在啊，这两项都已经安排好了。
So all this has been planned and completed and prepared.
他们自己已经这样定立下来，那就是这个侍奉的工作就复兴起来，坚定。
So now they have already determined themselves, the serving is now being established.
这个对我们属灵的教训，也就是说我们这种对神的信心以及我们侍奉神的这个是很坚定，信心坚定，侍奉神的工作也是一样的，能够很正常
And this has a spiritual teaching to us is that we must set a determination in serving God as through all the offering that we made to Him.
所以最后一句话说这样就有结果了结果了我们就不离弃我们的神的殿
In the last sentence, it is like this, that we will not neglect the house of our God.
神的殿就是他们信仰的中心。
The house of a God is the center of their faith.
也就是说我们的信仰那人跟百姓跟神之间的关系因为神的殿就结合在一起了。
Therefore, our faith, it's true, our faith with God established through this temple of the house of God.
这就真正信仰复兴起来了。
Then it is through this house of God that their faith is finally, being revived.